As we approach our time for joys and concerns, Dennis has a joy he'd like to share with us this morning.
Good morning. As I told Eric this morning, I was compelled to tell you about the gift I received on Christmas Day. Due to the weather, we didn't go and see relatives and we stayed home. As I watched the Weather Channel and they talked about the state of emergency in Oklahoma and the record snowfall that they received, I think of the people that we went down there with the youth mission trip and helped. And, you know, they sent me a Christmas card, and I'm thinking about these folks. And when we was there, the house never had insulation in it. We insulated it. And when we was there, it was terrible hot. And the people said the next day the house had never been that cool. Well, my thoughts go to, well, that house has probably never been that warm as it is now. And as I'm sitting there thinking about that, I thought, you know, us and the youth group were truly the hands of Christ doing that. And as I sat there, I was just overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit, goosebumps, my hair tingling, tears coming out of my eyes. And it was really, truly a Christmas gift, and I wanted to share that and thank the youth group for letting me be part of that. And it was just a great experience. So, thank you.
We have so much to be thankful for. This morning, I want to bring your attention to those that are in the bulletin and a lot of prayer concerns back there. People to continue to keep in our prayers and just ask that you'd pray for them this week and beyond. Every time you get to your place of prayer, please remember these people in prayer. Now let's have a word of prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we've come to worship you with gladness in our hearts. We worship our Creator and our Lord, for while this world is unpredictable, you have put peace in our hearts. And as this year comes to a close, we thank you for this peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for all of the benefits of serving you, for your forgiveness of sin, for the healing of our infirmities, for the redemption of our lives, and for your love and compassion, and especially for preparing a place for us. We ask your guidance in the coming weeks, months, and all of 2010. Please help us remember that we have a God that is powerful and mighty and who is willing to fight on our side and help us be victorious in whatever battle we may be facing with the enemy. Help us to realize that you truly are our rock and our fortress. And as the years go by, we continue to look forward to sharing in your glory, in your kingdom to come. We anticipate and long for the times we will share with you. We give over to you in prayer those we are concerned for this morning. We ask for healing for each one. You know each one by name and what their need is. And we ask for help and hope and your loving care. Make them aware of your presence and speak to their hearts. And lastly, we ask for you to help us set aside our troubles and worries for this morning. Help us to worship you with our whole heart. May we open to your truth and your righteousness. Help us to hear your word and apply it to our lives. In all these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Idella.